Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
The man who is spiritual can judge everything, but is not subject to judgment by anyone, says St. Paul. Very good Bible commentator, Cornelius Lapide, tells us about this verse and explaining it and giving us its meaning. He says that he is called spiritual who follows faith and wisdom and the teaching of the Holy Spirit, who has the Holy Spirit as the ruler of his soul. He is called spiritual who has the Holy Spirit as the ruler of his soul. If we reflect on this, we should be able to easily see that since the Holy Spirit never acts, never rules without his most holy spouse, Mary, it is impossible to be perfectly ruled by him without being perfectly ruled by her as well. Our Lady is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. He never acts without her. He will never perfectly rule a soul unless that soul is perfectly subject and docile also to his spouse, unless that soul is also perfectly consecrated to Our Lady. Because where Our Lady is, there also we find the Holy Spirit. Where she rules, he rules. Therefore, we can say that only he who is perfectly consecrated to Our Lady as her possession and property, as St. Maximilian would say, only such a person is truly spiritual. Only such a person can judge everything, like St. Paul says. Only such a person can properly discern and tell the difference between the spirits. Only such a person can exercise discernment of spirits. It doesn't mean that there won't be other spirits. That's what St. Paul means when he says you have to judge in every one of us, in every human being on this earth. There's the influence of different spirits. There's the spirit of the world that influences us, the spirit of our own flesh, the evil spirit, and the Holy Spirit. And we have to be able to judge and discern which one is at work. But the spiritual man will be able to tell them apart, to let himself be ruled only by the Holy Spirit, to be perfectly led by him and docile to him. Again, if we are consecrated to Our Lady, as St. Maximilian would want, totally, without limits, and perfectly, then the Holy Spirit will rule us, and we will not be deceived or ruled by any other spirit besides him. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.